Most of you pioneers wouldn't recall it, but I came with the missus to a few historical society meetings nearly 3 decades ago. She stuck it out and, well, I lit out. It was like happy hour at the home. Tea and decaf coffee and plenty of little cakes and cookies. A lot of talk about so-and-so who homesteaded the floodplain and who's it who married what's-her-name, you know, the family out by the Gitche Gumee farm, the one next to the old Florence school. Most of the history was generally genealogical. I remember some 90-year-old gal who moved here from New England by way of the South, and she said, you know what, all this talk about pioneers and who's been here the longest and whose family's got bragging rights, it's all a lot of hooey, you ask me. My family lived where they're at 300 years, and I'm the first one with sense enough to move away. We all got old family trees last I looked, nothing to get too proud about there. I'll probably live my years out on the South End, and I suppose someday they'll put a plaque up at the South End Historical Pole Building Museum. Here was a man who didn't have sense enough to explore further than Elder Bay. That's why we made him honorary mayor of the South End. History isn't out in the cemetery, I know that. It's figuring out why the town dried up, or the farms played out, or the timber got cut down, and how what was then is still pulling on us now. What Stanwood becomes is because of what Stanwood was. Of course, on the South End, history's about half mystery. Most of the family trees have fallen off the bluff. Won't be long, the only history's going to be the outrageous whoppers the band's telling. Trouble with that is, they didn't stick to tea and decaf coffee, so it's juiced up plenty more than some of you genuine historians might like.